conditions with increasing numbers of people seeking help. Patients in makeshift hospitals have been getting sick from a lack of drinking water.
Yes, that's the primary concern. When we go and we think, okay, let's bring medicine, we also have to think, okay, now we need to also bring water, because there's no safe drinking water. I've been several times, and every time I go back, of course, we have to drive through the floods. And the water went from a sort of clear bluish gray to a sort of reddish brown, and there was this putrid smell everywhere. We have to keep in mind that also almost a million cattle have died, and the highways are littered with the bodies of dead water buffaloes, which is somewhat ironic given that water buffaloes love to swim in water, but they've just been swept away, the bodies of dead donkeys, the bodies of dead goats and sheep. So there's, and of course there's the human tragedy of it all. So people have lost everything. And in order to deliver medicine, they need water to take that medicine. So this is also a challenge that many, many people are facing right now.
Say, who exactly is providing the most assistance? I mean, we hear about the Pakistani military, which, of course, is vastly overfunded and the most powerful institution there. But what about, first of all, what exactly are they doing? And compare what they're doing now compared to what they did during and after the 2010 floods. And what about NGOs that are working in the country?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Pakistani military, I have to say, was quite late to respond, though they were probably out of, if we're talking about the difference between government and military, they were definitely the first of the two. I remember seeing the military on my fourth day while I was there in Larkana. That's not to say that they were not there, but that was the day that they were most visible, and that was when the clouds had cleared a bit and the rain had gone away. The military was much more active in 2010, which was another record-breaking flood. These floods have, of course, broken that record as well. And that flood in 2010, as catastrophic as it was actually easier to manage because it was primarily glacial melt. So you could predict where the water was coming from as it flowed north to south to the Arabian Sea. In this case, it's not the same. We have glacial melt actually happened after rainfall. So the scope was really overwhelming. Now, you mentioned the government. People are extremely angry at the government, especially in the province of Sindh, especially in the province of Balochistan, where they don't feel that their representatives are actually their representatives. Many people in Pakistan, our democratic system is unfortunately quite faulty. People are intimidated into voting for ruling parties, and people who have voted for these parties are not seeing their representatives. So people are being very vocally angry and against them. In terms of NGOs, there is definitely a very large presence of NGOs, but they themselves are spread very thin. You have organizations such as Legal Aid Society, which is in fact what it says, a legal aid society, is going from legal work to going on boats and distributing rations or food to people who cannot be accessed. And there's also a law in Pakistan which limits NGOs and has actually banned several NGOs. So a lot of NGOs that might be able to take up the labor of doing this have not been able to.
It may shock people to know that there's more glacial ice, more glaciers in Pakistan than any place on Earth outside of the polar region. And in 10 seconds, Zulfikar, if you could comment on your being critical of the IMF for bankrolling massive dams and barrages that have broken during this flooding.
You know, as you said, the glaciers are Pakistan's water storage, and there's been this idea that water should not go to the sea. But what happens when water does not go to the sea is that it does not reach the people of the sea. And the first climate refugees in Pakistan were, in fact, those in the 1960s who had to flee the delta when the IMF built a Kotri barrage. So the IMF has been responsible for a
Zulfikar
great deal of our
water. We have to end it there. I thank you so much for being with us. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Are you getting ready for whiskey before breakfast? Because that's what's up next, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode 2234 of Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots Program. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a lot of music here that I want to share with you. Some of it's old, some of it's new, whatever could fit in my bag. And I'm sure that listeners to WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WRCT and WRCT Pittsburgh, WTC and WTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WMCK.FM, also known as Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WKYWLP in Kaiser, West Virginia, will enjoy all of this show. Yes, indeed. Well, Whiskey Before Breakfast listeners know we like to start off with a liquored up set of music. And up first, Wayne the Train Hancock.
Alcohol. Sitting in a juke joint, surrounded by alcohol. Well, if I'm gonna have me one beer, you know I'm gonna drink 'em all. Temptation, temptation, why you won't mess with me? Yeah. Temptation, temptation, why you wanna mess with me? 'Cause you're all about nothing, hard times and misery. Come in, John. Thank you. thinking about the future, listening to the driving rain. Oh, temptation, temptation, why you wanna mess with me? Yeah. Oh, temptation, temptation, why you wanna mess with me? 'Cause you all about nothing, hard times and misery. All them drinking blue.
I woke up this morning, my head was pounding. I can't believe that I let me do it again. I stayed out all night drinking. What the hell must I been thinking? Well, I swore I'd never drink like that back then. Swear I'll never drink again. Give me a hair of the dog that bit me. 'Cause I heard somewhere it takes a bite away. Give me a hair of the dog that bit me. They tell helps to ease the pain. I'll swear I'll never drink again. That's an old familiar story that I've told a thousand times. Somehow I just can't get it through my mind. But my memory gets much clearer when I look into a mirror after hugging that cold porcelain bowl so tight, praying, Jesus, please just get me through tonight. Give me a hair of the dog that bit me, 'cause I heard somewhere it takes a bite away. Give me a hair of the dog that bit me. They tell me it'll help me ease this pain in my brain. Swear I'll never drink again. Give me a hair of the dog that bit me.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, this is Kevin Johnson from the Plate Scrapers. Don't do those dishes yet. You gotta stop and listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
Don't drink nothing but corn. me something. My daddy told me more. If I drank corn whiskey, be trouble at my door.
Don't drink nothing but corn. Don't drink nothing but corn. Don't drink nothing but corn.
If I don't get corn whiskey, I surely will die.
I don't drink nothing but corn. I don't drink nothing but corn. Don't drink nothing but corn. Don't drink nothing but corn. I don't drink nothing but corn. I don't drink nothing but corn.
Drinking good, for the old man's waiting to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking good.
Follow the drinking door. Follow the drinking door. The old man's waiting.
listening to February Sky. That's the name of the band. By that old song, Hector the Hero, from their 2011 record, Time-Honored Pathways. And let me tell you what's been going on around here on Whiskey Before Breakfast on the Tuesday Roots program. Back at the beginning of the show, we start off on the country and western side of the family. Wayne Hancock with Drinkin' Blues from his 2006 record Tulsa, followed by Dale Watson and Hair of the Dog from his 1997 record I Hate These Songs. Hair of the Dog, Dale Watson. Then after the PSA, what did we hear? We heard John Hoffman and Mac Banford doing Don't Drink Nothing But Corn from their 2007 record It's About Time. And then we heard banjoist Bill Evans, his record In Good Company, including Tim O'Brien, who was doing the lead singing on Follow the Drinking Gourd. Yeah. Well, speaking of good company, I think it's time for me to see if I can find Woody Snyder on the telephone. And we are welcoming Woody Snyder from radio station WVUD to Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program. Hello there, Woody Snyder.
Well, hello there, Amanda Richard. It's pleasing to be back. Like, we got some really neat country songs today.
Well, you're going to start us off with a hit for Gene Watson from about 1977.
Yeah, Gene Watson with Paper Rosie. What a wonderful song there. Paper Rosie, it's a very beautiful song. This person is selling paper roses for 10 cents. Kind of a very sad ending. But that's really a great song there by Gene Watson.
The sun goes down in Calvin County. Neon lights from an old beer sign shone through the window out on the sidewalk. As I walked in to pass the time, I looked around, sat down at a table. I ordered beef on rye and a glass of wine. And through the door came a little old lady. She was selling paper roses, and they only cost a dime. Cost a dime. Silver hair that's lost its gold, trembling hands as she passed the rose. Red crepe paper made nature's bouquet. Help a little old lady buy a rose today. I took the rose from her trembling hand. With eyes of age, she smiled and walked away. Like a breath of spring, I could smell the rose. Came alive, and I heard her say, buy my roses, pretty roses. They're only made of paper, but they only cost a dime. I went to look for her outside. A spray of roses lay by her side. The sky lit up and a choir sang.
a thousand voices as the church bells rang. They sang Rosie, paper Rosie. She sold you paper roses and they only cost a dime. They sang Rosie, cost a we'll be right back.
Look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time,
my heavens. Woody Snyder's in a country mood today. All right, I'll get him back on the line, but first, let me tell you that you're listening to Dobros Roger Williams and his son and some other friends play that old tune, Huckleberry Hornpipe. All right, let me get Woody back on the line for you.
Huckleberry Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of a set of music picked out for you here on Whiskey Before Breakfast in the Tuesday Rose program by the one and only Woody Snyder. And back at the beginning of the set, Woody, you picked out Gene Watson's Paper Rosie, a hit for him back in 1977. And then you picked out a Jim Eanes song written in the 1940s but performed by one of your favorite female artists,
Kathy Chiavola. Great voice, and Baby Blue Eyes. Just one of her many great songs, I thought.
Well, she sings that well, but that's always been one of my favorite sweet bluegrass songs. Man, that's a good choice. Hey, you picked out another great female vocalist next, going back to 1979 for Emmy Lou Harris.
Yeah, Emmy Lou Harris, one of my favorites, one of the all-time great ones, with Blue Kentucky Girl. 43 years ago she recorded, I think, but she's been around longer than that, and she's still doing a great job of performing with Emmy Lou Harris, and boy, what a great star. She's been one of the, I think, great stars of country music of all time, and it's really terrific to hear her still playing and singing.
Well, speaking of one of the greatest country stars of all time, next you picked out a 1970 single from Ray Price.
Yeah, Ray Price with For the Good Times. And of course, Ray Price was one of, had a great voice and a great singer. And I was, interesting song here, because Kris Kristofferson wrote it, and I was really surprised that Kris Kristofferson wrote this Ray Price song. What a terrific, beautiful song by Ray Price.
And Woody, you picked out one classic here to close down this portion of Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program. An absolute classic from the Kruger Brothers.
Yeah, Palette on Your Floor. This is kind of an album which is tying in with Doc Watson. The album was all about remembering Doc Watson, and I thought Palette on Your Floor was a good choice.
Well, Woody, I promise I won't be making a palette on your floor.
Well, you know, the Kruger Brothers, they were from Europe. They're originally from Switzerland, and they are terrific, terrific musicians, and they can really, really play some great bluegrass music. And it's a good follow-up to Ray Price.
Yeah. All right. Well, Woody, thank you so much for all five of those songs. They're great. And I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Well, thank you very much for the comments, and we do look forward to talking to you next week and looking for some more good songs to play, and I think that'll be a good thing to do. But these days that we get together and pick some songs out, I really do enjoy it. I think you do, too.
I know I do, and we hear from listeners that they enjoy hearing from you as well. So thanks again, Woody, and here we go with the Kruger Brothers doing Palette on Your Floor on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. I'll be more than satisfied if I could catch that train and ride. If I reach Atlanta with no place to go, make me a pallet on your floor. A pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Everywhere I see these blues is everywhere I see. Blues all around me, it's everywhere I see. Nobody had these blues like me. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Good time friends of mine, come all you good time friends of mine. When I had a dollar, you treated me just fine. Where'd you go when I only had a dime? Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Why are you bringing me?
festival where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands. That's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule.
Break down those walls, kick open the door. Sky's your ceiling, grass is your floor. Let the sun god shine, let the rain wash the dirt away. Dance with the moon, campfire, and your day.
Why can't life be one big music festival? Where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. That's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. Where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. Why can't life be one big music festival? Where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. Where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool.
Begging of you, please don't take my man.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Begging of you, please don't take my man.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Please don't take him just because you can. thinks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Please don't take him even though you can.
Thank you.
And while you listen to a set of jigs from Natalie McMaster's 1993 record Fit as a Fiddle, and it's the set that begins with Counselor's Jig, let me tell you what's been going on around here lately. Back at the beginning of the previous set of music, Woody Snyder picked out the Kruger Brothers doing Pallet on Your Floor from their 2013 record Remembering Doc Watson. And then we went to three Pittsburgh bands. First up, you heard from Well Strung. And from their most recent release, Around the Sun Again, you heard Festival. That's a great song, everybody, except I left out the overflowing porta-pots, didn't I? Anyway, Festival, a great bluegrass anthem. And then we went to the John and Wendy Mackin Band and Blue Ridge from their old record, Moonlight Night. And then what did we have? I think I said those backwards. I think we had the Mackin Band first, then Well Strung. Yes, we did. Then we heard Pittsburgh area band Bertha and the Bells perform Dolly. Dolly Parton's Jolene. That we played that live on the Saturday Light Brigade last Saturday, and will be appearing, if you're in Pittsburgh, tomorrow at Chenley Plaza on September 8th. Let's see, what came next? Oh, the Bosco Stomp, yeah. That was performed by Octa Clark and Hector Duhon. I played it from our Holy Records 40th Anniversary Collection, 1960 to 2000, and they recorded that back in 1981. And now I think we're all caught up. So we'll let Natalie take you to the station break halfway through Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program. Thanks so much for tuning in. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing, I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, let's say we get the second half of the program started off today with something from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's new record, in which they cover a whole bunch of Bob Dylan songs.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a change. Come writers and critics, prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a change. Congressman, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. But the times, they are changing.
Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand.
Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your own world is frightfully aging.
Please get out of a new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are changing.
The island is drawn and the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The others are rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a changing.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start.